Tiger ball to start the second. After the made basket by Bricker, he's got eight. Carson Gould back in there. Warsaw leads 22-13. Mart down into Jaeger, ball tipped away. Good defense there by Williams in the post to tip it free. And here come the Raiders. Street Matter in the lane. Picks up his dribble against Finlinson. Down to the baseline for King. King muscles his way in on Martin. Half hook is good. Malachi King with six. 22-15 Tigers. Carson Gould off a screen to the right corner. Picks up his dribble on the baseline. Looking. Needs help. Finds Bricker cutting it again. Underneath to Jaeger. Pass was behind him. Ball lost out of bounds. Last touched by Harrison. Again, we are probably 5 feet off floor level here in the second row. So really couldn't tell whether he lost it or whether he had help. And apparently he had help. Finlinson on the block. Spins baseline. Shoots high and against the double team and puts it in. A rainbow from Finlinson for his first two. And he's got a chance for a three-point play. The foul is on David Streetmatter. That's his first and the first against the Raiders here in the quarter. They're going to Jack Gonzalez, who we saw in the JV game. He's coming in. Street Matter's coming out. Warsaw with 2 3-point baskets and 2 3-point play opportunities the old-fashioned way. Finlinson shoots to complete his, and he makes it. Robbie's first three makes it a 10-point Tiger lead, 25-15. In the backcourt, Gibson now to King across the line. Lobs back across to Gibson. King wants it back far side. Ball knocked away by Martin. Taken away. Gibson the steal. Ed to Martin in for the left to the rack. Oh, he missed it. Was going a little too hard. And it's taken there by Gonzalez. King the other way. Williams rumbles down the lane. Off balance shot is good. Jeffrey Williams at full speed. Knocked that in. 25-17. Carson Gould right wing. Right in front of the Harrison bench. Dribbles out up the near sidelines. Pressured by Gonzalez. Now he'll... Gould will dribble to the elbow. Kick it across to Martin. He'll gather up and shoot a three and hit the three-pointer. Brant Martin with seven. His 10th of the year. 28-17. Tigers. 6.5 minutes left to play first half. King outside the lane. 10 feet out. Bangs into Martin. Bangs into him again. Turns against the double team. Shoots it up and rolls that in. I don't know how Warsaw can defend that any better. And their two biggest guys out there, they did everything right. King still made the shot. Gould on the baseline to Bricker in a bad spot. Kicks it out to a wide open Martin. He'll shoot for three again. He hits again. This one left of the key beyond the arc. 31-19 Tigers. And Bricker goes horizontal to knock the pass down to the left wing into the scorer's table. Newton in. Carson Kane out at 5:57 of the second. And it's Gonzalez to throw it in. There's a little gap between Hal Gunner's seat at the end of the Warsaw bench and the man keeping the clock. That's where they throw it in. King, half-court trap here by the Tigers. Not the aggressive version. King right side, shoots a 22-footer. He banked it, no good. Jaeger the rebound for Warsaw. To Bricker on the outlet. Luke surveys the scene. Brings it up to the top of the circle, then angles right, down to the baseline against Newton. Runs out of space. Carson Gould back to the basket. Now to Bricker. Drives in, cross-court pass, Jaeger left corner. His three is good. And the Tigers have it going on, dialing up long distance. 34-19 Warsaw. 5:23 left to play here in the first half. Pass the near side, King. King against Martin, bounces out top for Gibson. Gibson at the volleyball line, straight out. Down to the left side for King. Knocked out of his hands. Loose on the floor. Take it away. Carson Gould with a steal. Carson up the middle of the floor. Finlinson in transition. Stop and go move. Pull up 12-footer. No, a little long. And the rebound to Williams for Harrison. In transition, Gibson. Cross-court pass for Newton. Newton surveys the scene. Dumps it down to Williams on the block. He'll fake. He'll fall. He'll fire. He rattled it out. Rebound King over the top of Martin. Put it up. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Jaeger. And Harrison maintains possession. Sullivan in for the Tigers. Jaeger comes out. Berger in. Finlinson out with 4:45 left to play in the half. The Tigers up by 15. And Reed Smith is into the game for Harrison in for Gonzalez. Gibson to play it in. Baseline left on the court to our left. And they bounce it out for King. King had the ball poked away but got it back. Drives in on Berger at the free throw line. Reed Smith lost the ball, got it back underneath. Newton in no space to shoot. Out top, three on the way by Gibson. No good. Long rebound left wing to Bricker for the Tigers. Bricker in transition at the top of the circle. Down to the elbow. Backdoor cut. Barton takes it in. He's fouled. Blocking foul coming up on Reed Smith. Free throws coming up for Warsaw's second best free throw shooter in Brant Martin. Good tank. Didn't take it too far. Then Bricker dumped it down in deep for Martin, cutting up the baseline. Martin shoots and puts the first one up and in. At 7 points in the quarter for Martin, 11 so far in the game for Brant, who averages 15 a game. One more coming up for the junior, and Martin puts that in. He's got 12. Finlinson, who was out for a moment, back in to give Martin a break. 4:25 left to play in the half at Warsaw. Continues to be on fire at the offensive end. Now Warsaw in a 1-2-2, three-quarter court zone trap. Newton in the lane to King. Right back to Newton. Lost the ball, but he lost it to his teammate Williams, who then lost it again. Taken away. I think Sullivan got a piece of it. Then the outlet pass by Finlinson, stolen by King. Down in deep. Here's Reed Gibson out for three. No good. Rebound batted out for Smith. Smith lost the ball in the lane. Out of bounds. And they don't know, and it's out of bounds to Harrison. I think they got that right. Finlinson tried to be a little greedy. King saw the pass to midcourt coming and was able to tip it and steal it. Hopefully you figured out all that was happening, because there was a lot going on there. Williams out at the arc, out of the free throw line with one dribble. Picks it up. Lobs down to King. He makes the catch. He scores. Warsaw got the ball inbounds, but a timeout was called by Harrison first. This is a 30. And we will keep it here with 3:48 left to play in our first half. Warsaw with a 36-21 lead. The boys play next Friday on the road in the conference in Middlebury. Take you on the Northridge Raiders. 6:15 JV start on News Now Warsaw. Saturday night's a big deal in the Tiger Den. Warsaw Northridge. Winner of that game has the inside track to the NLC Championship. And the 2004 Lady Tiger team is coming back for that night. They will be on hand for a presentation right after the end of the JV game, remembering the 20th anniversary of their 7 championships. Just think about that for a second. They won the NLC. They won the NLC Holiday Tournament. They won the Lady Tiger Tournament. I'm forgetting one. They won the Hall of Fame Championship, and they won the sectional, regional, and semi-state. That semi-state game, if you were there, you will never, ever forget that day. Berger on the drive in the lane, left corner, Finlinson wide open, three-pointer short. Sullivan the rebound. Sullivan fakes, dribbles left, shoots it up, no good. Tip no good by Bricker. He tried to tip dunk that, and it's grabbed by Newton. Smith, down court, good feed. Blocked by Finlinson off the backboard. Play goes on. It's 5-on-4 the other way. Gould, right wing. Cross court, Finlinson. Looks down to the baseline, Sullivan. Sullivan backs it out to the corner and then up the sideline. 3 minutes left to go in the first half, and a foul called on King. King just put two hands on Finlinson and shoved him back to the midcourt line as he tried to drive around him. Out of bounds to Warsaw. 36-21 Tigers. 22 points in the first quarter, 14 more in the first 5 minutes of the second. Berger will lob it into the backcourt, almost to the other basket where Gould will play it. Gould into Gibson. Now he'll back it out on the volleyball line, near side of the sideline of the volleyball line. And then Gould had the ball tipped and taken away. He left the ball out there, and Gibson stole it. Weaving his way through traffic. Smith at the free throw line. Kicks it across to King. He's open for three. It's an air ball and a foul called on the rebound. Gould got caught behind Newton. He had no other alternative. And before he started to shoot, Gould whacked his arm. It's a non-shooting foul. Brant Martin back in the game with 2:41 to play in the half. And Gould will come out with his two fouls. King to throw it in, baseline right of the court to our left. Looking. Looking, lobs to the lane. Behind his man, it's taken away. Berger the steal. Races in on Williams. Into a double team. Backs it back out. Berger steps away. He's got Williams on him. He's got a clear quickness advantage. Started to drive on him. Lost the handle of the ball. Out of Sullivan between the circles. And timeout will be taken here by the Tigers. Timeout, Tigers. It's a 30. We're going to take this one with 2:24 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 36-21 at Lafayette. Harrison, we're back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in Lafayette. Steve Scott back at the station. Warsaw ball. Tigers leading 36-21. Finlinson lobs easily into the backcourt for Berger. Again, Carson Gould on the bench with two fouls. Berger dribbles it toward the left side. Gets all the way to the left wing. Hands off to Finlinson. Was not a clean handoff. The pass was low, but Robbie handled it beautifully. Kick across to Sullivan. Sullivan's call for traveling. Traveling out of bounds to Harrison with 2:08 left to play in the half. Tough break for the Tigers. Again, from our angle, could not see his feet. So, do not know. These guys have done a pretty good job so far. They've certainly been very even and fair. Gibson outside the elbow to King. He'll face up against Sullivan. King now backs his way down in on Sullivan. Leans in. He'll fall and fire right hand to half hook. No good. Rebound Sullivan for the Tigers. Long pass ahead to Bricker. He'll take it down and score. That's a 40-foot pass right on the money. Bricker with two dribbles and a bucket. 38-21 Warsaw. 1:40 to go in the half. Williams right elbow comes up shooting. Air ball. Newton saves it in. Bricker tipped it. It's grabbed by Martin. Foul called against the Raiders. That shot missed the basket completely as well. Malachi King has two fouls in this quarter. That's four against the Raiders here in the second. Here comes Chris Ferguson back into the game. He'll come in for Williams. What you want to do here is win these last 93 seconds of this half. You have dominated this game to this point. You don't want to give Harrison any room to feel good about going into the halftime locker room. Berger down to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Skip pass across Sullivan. Out to Finlinson. He'll drive it in the lane. He'll flip it up. No good. King the rebound. King the rebound for the Raiders. Outlets near side Gibson. Gibson up ahead for Smith. Smith to the top of the circle. Hands off for Ferguson. Back to Newton. Picked off. Taken away. Berger the steal. Racing down. Puts it up. Oh, and he missed it. And the ball wedged between the rim and the backboard. Oh. Again, the ball just never got over the rim. And it wedged between the metal and the backboard. A minute to play, second quarter. Tigers lead 38-21. Warsaw comes out in a trap. Newton right in front of us. Down to the corner, King. Up the baseline, runs into Sullivan, flipped it inside to Ferguson. He shoots it, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Sullivan's got it. It's a race out 3-on-1. Ahead to Berger from the left. He'll put it up and in. Berger with 5, 40-21 Tigers. 38 seconds left to play in the half. Smith trapped at the line, gets it to Gibson near side. He's dribbling back and forth. Gets it to Smith, right side King. He'll shoot from 25 and hit. He's got 13 of their 24. Warsaw with a chance for the last say, up 40-24, 18 seconds left. The Raiders do not have a foul to give. Berger drives in to a double team. Lost the ball, but lost it to Bricker, 12 seconds. Luke, double team, back to Bricker, or back to Berger, 6 seconds. 5, 4, lobs in deep. Good catch by Martin in traffic. Shot it blocked. Martin got it back, put it up. Rolling, no good at the buzzer. But Warsaw with a 18-point second quarter to back up their 22-point first. Leads at Harrison, 40-24 here at the intermission. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Harold Arme Gymnasium at Harrison High School. Warsaw 40, Harrison 24 here at halftime. First half scoring for the Raiders. David Streetmeyer 2, Ray Gibson 3, Reed Smith, 2. Jeffrey Williams, 2. Kaysen Newton had 2. And the rest belonged to Malachi King. He had 13, including 9 in the second quarter. 9 of their 11 points. For Warsaw, Robbie Finlinson, a 3-point play. Maiden Berger, a 3-point basket and a 2-point basket for 5. Carson Gould did a 3-pointer. Luke Yeager's got a 3-pointer. and two twos for 7 first half points. Brant Martin is your leader at halftime with 12, including 8 in the second quarter. And Luke Bricker had 8 points in the first quarter and 2 in the second for a halftime total of 10. Warsaw led it 22-13 after one, and they outscored Harrison 18-11 in the second to lead 40-24 here at halftime. We were tied at 2, 4, 6, and 11, and we've had one lead change. Harrison scored first, and Warsaw took the lead after that. Then we were tied again at 4, 6, and 11 after that. Warsaw untied it with an 8-0 run in that first quarter to go up. No, 7-0 run to go up 18-11, and they've been ahead ever since. It's a triple header here today. Warsaw won the JV game 50-37. They're now 5-2. Tristan Wilson with a season-high 24 points to go along with 4 rebounds and 3 steals. Kellen Bailey added a season-high 12 points. His first double-figure game of the JV season, he had 6 rebounds. Unfortunately, Harrison won the freshman game in the auxiliary gym 40-28 over our freshman team. Again, 40-24. Warsaw leads the JV or the varsity game here at the half. We'll give the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 40, Harrison 24 at halftime. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Warsaw shot 57% from the field. They were 16 of 28, 5 of 9 for 3-point range, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Harrison was 11 of 27 for the field. That's 41%, 2 of 8 from the arc, and they did not attempt a free throw. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 15 to 12. The Tigers with 5 offensive rebounds, Harrison with 4. Warsaw in the first half with 11 assists on their 16 field goals. Harrison with 4 assists on their 11 field goals. And turnovers, Harrison with 9 in the first half, Warsaw with 6. Points off turnovers, though, were even at 7-7. Second chance points, even at 2-2. Points off the bench, Warsaw 5. Those are Meidenbergers, and 2 for Harrison. And Warsaw played to a 1.33 points per possession in the first half, and Harrison played to a .77. Individually for Warsaw, Luke Bricker, 5 of 8 from the field. Two of his 3 misses were from outside, 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Also in the first half, Brant Martin, 4 out of 8, 2 of 2 from the arc, 2 of 2 at the line for his 12 points. Luke Yeager, 3 out of 3 from the field, including a 3-point basket. He had 7 points in the first half. Warsaw, their leading rebounder in the first half was Drew Sullivan off the bench. He had 5. Warsaw also had Meidenberger with 3 steals. So those are the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Again, let them be your financial coach. So call them at 574-267-6766 or go online and talk to them at oldeferbergen.com. Wanted also to tell you that the girls wrestling team competed at the Mishawaka Regional today. All 6 Lady Tiger wrestlers advanced to next week's semi-state at Penn. Kiana Yoder and Mariana Castro were champions in their group. Yoder with 3 pins on her way to the title at 130. Castro with 2 pins for the championship at 140. Natalie Davis came in 2nd for the Tigers, also at 140. But all 6 advance to the semi-state next week. Good job by Chris Huber and the Lady Tiger wrestlers. Good job by the boys in the first half here at Harrison. They've got 16 minutes to go, and we'll be back to get it started after these words on News Now Warsaw.